Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMorrow, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Are we downsizing at Greetings Adventures?
Yeah, and actually, Mike, we have been meaning to talk to you.
Yeah,
no, that's cool. I still could shit Nika a little more, so I can...
Nika just didn't want to be here for it. She was going to be too stressed out.
Yeah, but we
thought we would have you stream.
No, that's good. That's good. That's fine.
We're not going to tell you until you get until we get done streaming.
Yeah, can you see me after the show?
We'll escort you to a special room to tell you this.
And shoot you in the back of the damn head.
Damn.
I'm kidding. We're not going to kill you. We love you.
Love you. But
love you so much.
Yeah, Nika is not with us this week. She is recovering from a surgery that was planned, and she's doing well.
Yes, she gives her love and thanks to all of the kind words folks are saying online and all those things. So thank you so much, everyone out there, for being cool. And then on that top of that, being a understanding of being down a member for a little bit.
Yeah. She should be back soon, but you know, it depends on recovery.
So yeah, you know how it is.
You're here for now.
You can't get rid of me. Unless
you got
sick. God, wait, what? Why do I just got an email. I gotta go ahead to HR.
Oh no! You too?
Yeah.
Apparently we're all being replaced.
They're dropping like flies.
Patrick Nielsen in the chat asks if all of the backer stuff has gone out for the Kickstarter yet. Patrick, bad news, yes. Yes, it has. I'm guessing you haven't gotten yours. So if you are like Patrick, email me, MichaelDeMorrow@gmail.com. Just email me. We'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
Michael, I have a problem. I got mine.
Sorry?
I don't want it.
I'm wearing my shirt right now.
I love mine.
I like it.
I love my stuff. I rub my body all over it like a dog.
Because it's so soft.
Yeah. And well, the pins, too.
Those are less soft.
Ouch.
I don't know what to stick mine to. What do y'all do with your pins?
Jean jackets are good. Bags. I have to put them on a bag.
If you have to have a lanyard, you might not.
It's so temporary.
You can get a little board to display them.
So we have these little magnet boys on our fridge. Right now, they have Dota 2 characters, but I'm going to rip those bitches off. Sorry, Crystal Maiden. And throw us on there instead, and it's gonna be beautiful.
There's options,
but I get it. Yeah, a lot of people do get like cork boards and just throw them on the wall.
And not everyone ordered all 18 pins, so most people don't have so many.
That's true.
Why don't they?
I mean, they were pricey.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers. Rourke, don't touch that. There's gonna be bugs in there, and
I hope
you hope. Okay. Let's just get back before we get eaten by a big monster.
I'm going to pretend there's a durian tree.
Ah, stinky! Come on, brother!
No!
But there are, you hear like a number of quick pops in succession, and then you realize, oh, this thing is about to go off.
Mm-hmm.
And it shoots boiling water into the air.
I think I'd probably stop for a little bit.
But you're able to avoid it.
Yeah, I'd probably watch it though, because... You know, when you're making a road trip, you got to check out these things.
That's true.
And you hear what sounds like cries of probably an animal.
Okay, I was really worried you were going to say child, and I'm like, not again.
No, we leave them.
Not again.
If we
keep
don't ever
going.
See the kid, yeah, it's not our fault. It could be a dog or something.
And Screech has accidentally swung himself directly into a tar pit.
No!
Yeah, but I would okay, Michael, conjecture. objection.
Your Honor.
I would probably...
Sustained.
And do we even know like, what an elephant... Like, have we ever seen, like would I have maybe seen, like, an elephant or
Let's
something?
Let's beat the shit up with hammers.
No, you would think it's some sort of crazy creature.
This is a mammoth.
That's his name.
So there you go.
Harry Elefante.
You are able to calm it down enough that it is climbed up onto the tree branch.
Right.
So we're gonna go this way. You can follow us if you want, I guess. Can we just get to the big boys now? Just give them their big, beautiful rock?
Well, yeah, no, that is actually what happened.
We have... completed the mission.
No.
We have thwarted every beast.
We all thought you were gonna die.
We thought so too. For ne'er but a minute.
You have a mammus primogenis with you. That's the Latin for a woolly mammoth. Pretty sure these give whoever owns them three wishes.
I wish I was level 20.
All right, well, we have this plus one studded armor, leather armor.
I'm going to cover this in feathers.
So there's a huge bonfire and everyone's dancing around it, and because they're celebrating, because not only did you do the thing that they asked, which was bring back the heart of the jungle, I think. I don't know. Is that what it's called?
The egg of the jungle.
Heart of the cards.
So you brought back the big crystal, and it's going to keep these stone giants safe because it plays all night long.
Uh-huh.
To them, it's like a white noise machine.
Okay.
But to the dinosaurs, it's like a terrible, terrible white noise machine.
It's like ska.
Oh, you can say that now because Nika's not here.
I can say it.
You can say it now because Nika's not here. And you can also say it now because Nika's not going to listen.
Oh, I was going to say, is it kind of like a music box situation? But I guess it doesn't actually open. But it's spiritually a music box, but also like those things that like for dogs where it's like too high pitched. So like we can't hear
only
it.
Only dinosaurs can
only
hear
the
it.
Dinosaurs. It's only bad to the dinosaurs, and to us, it is a white noise machine.
It plays the sound of a meteor coming, and they hate that.
So they really do not scoot. Like it. They're like, don't go over there. It's very dangerous.
But so needless to say, the stone giants are absolutely thrilled. And they've thrown a big party for y'all. So Linnell and Flansburg come over to you, and they go,
"What happened? Where is your friend? Has she? We wanted to thank her for."
Oh, she should just be right over. Oh, goddammit.
She's already gone again. That's like the whole reason why we came here. She left here, and now she's gone from here. Do you think she's after? She's like a jokester.
I don't care. You know what?
You don't care?
No, she'll figure it out. You gotta push the Rourke out of the nest and let them figure it out. Okay? So we're gonna party.
Let them fly on their own.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna party here, and then when it's safe in the morning, we're gonna leave and go back to the carnival caravan circus. You know? And if she shows up, she does. You know, I have a sneaking suspicion she won't for at least a week. maybe longer if the recovery, whatever that even means, you know, it takes longer. So all I'd say is, let's not worry about it.
I guess she's done this before, right? I guess she's wondered. So you're just used to this.
Yeah. I mean, you've been here for a while, and
it's happened like three times.
Exactly. And she usually does it way more. So like, You see it happen far fewer times than it normally does.
Okay, well, I guess that makes sense.
And she didn't even really kind of need us this time.
Yeah, she was mostly just having a good time. Like, we probably could have just waited for her to come back. But,
yeah.
But now we got this cool bag.
It's probably best not to say that out loud.
What?
These stone giants are like, they won't feel special.
Oh. They're all fucked up on rocks and shit. They don't know what we're saying anymore.
I get so twisted.
Sorry, Flanell and the other one. But, you know, you seem fucked up on rocks.
He's that guy over there is getting nutty on a whole boulder to himself.
Damn.
We are very sober. I don't know what you're speaking about.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
We can't eat rocks, but got something else.
Do you want to smoke some rock?
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know what are we talking about exactly.
Trying to do some crystal.
I'm a little scared now.
Okay. Yeah.
We smoking jalapeno ghost pebbles.
We're thinking more of a beverage situation.
Well, I'm glad we took her measurements before she scampered off.
Oh, that's right. The armor.
The new magical armor should be ready in the morning.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much. Well, if she doesn't turn up, we'll just throw it over our damn shoulders and...
Yes. Please find good use for that. We kept tripping into it, so it's honestly better that you're taking
it. Yeah. No, that will honestly make our lives so much easier, and I am very thankful for all that you've done for me and my friends here.
You are always welcome here in our nameless town.
Yeah, it's pretty well off the beaten path, but if we ever need to scram, we know where we can go.
That's true. And I guess, you know, I guess if Rourke doesn't show up tomorrow, just let her know that we went back to the circus.
Mm-hmm. I'll throw down little bits of sausage on the way back, and that way she'll know. She'll know. She'll figure it out.
She seems like she knows what she's doing.
And if she's not back, I'll prepare sending in the morning, and then I'll send her a quick message.
Mm. I mean, you could just do what I do with my wards. You get separated, get a new one.
Okay.
You're not going to get a new daughter, though.
Hey!
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Would you like some mead? It's made from our own sprout honeys. Our sprout honeys, which is what we call our bees.
Okay, that's pretty good. But you're not drinking it?
Oh, no, I'll have some.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have some. Fuck it.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had mead before.
You haven't had mead?
It's made from honey.
Don't say that.
What? Why?
We're constantly throwing weird drinks at you.
Yeah, but
at the tavern.
So he gives everyone big mugs of sweet, delicious mead.
Delicious.
Mmm.
It's got little rocks floating in it.
Didn't the bears have mead?
I'm going to grab like a leaf or something and filter the rocks out of mine.
I guess I didn't ask that, Michael. Are there rocks in mine?
Yeah, there's rocks in all of them.
Yeah, like so like just to clarify, are these like, these are actual rocks.
Are they like ice cubes to them, or are they just rocks?
Yeah, like what's the vibe? Are they drinking the rocks?
What's happening? Is it like boba but rocks?
They're like boba. They all have really big straws.
More like boulder. That's not very good.
Linnell comes over to you, and he goes, "My understanding is Flansburgh told you that your little mammoth guy can grant 3 wishes."
Yeah, that sounded like bullshit to me. But hey.
Yeah, he does. Fuck he's talking about.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think that sounded real. That sounded not correct to me.
Is he your husband or something?
Yes, and I love him.
Yes, and you're talking shit about him? This is awkward.
Haven't you ever been married before?
No.
Oh, well, you talk shit a lot about your spouse.
Not my style, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like a leaf in the wind, you know what I'm saying?
No, is that a metaphor?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been married, Screech?
I don't like to talk about it.
That's a no. Pussy.
Okay. No, I've been married.
I was thinking that was a yes. That sounded like a yes to me. I can just be honest.
I don't know her. She's in another adventuring party.
She's in Faerun right now. You don't have to be cagey about whether or not you've been married. I said I wasn't. I hadn't been married because I'm a cool guy. And he's married and he's a cool guy.
I've been married 23 times, okay?
Holy fuck! Are you?
Oh my, okay.
How old are you?
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
Like, that's so many. That's 23 more times than me.
That's why you don't got no money. They take all your damn money. How old are you? What?
Is that how it happens? I have my lawyers handle everything. I just thought I was making less money.
Your lawyers want me taking your money too.
I want you to answer the question. How old are you?
Wait, who?
You.
You with your 23 marriages.
I don't know. Let me check my character sheet.
Literally, he's 23.
Okay, hold on. What do you think? What do you think? I honestly, I don't think that I have an age. I think I probably said it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I'll roll for it.
Oh, don't.
What if you're like,
no, don't. Please don't. Because I cannot have.
Why?
Like,
why?
I'm seven.
Why?
I'm seven. Why? Why?
You can't say. See? Why? I'm asking why. You can't even say why.
Because I don't.
Why?
I said,
why? Why?
You could
why?
Be seven. Why? I don't want you to be why? Seven.
See, you can't even say it. Why?
I can't even say it.
Bakken, what if you. What
Bakken,
if
meet yourself so that you don't be seven. From
well,
the ground.
I was going to roll 2d20. You could still be seven. I get it.
I was going to say, like, what? Well, because then you could theoretically be 2 years old. I was going to suggest that there's a base level of 20 and you roll another d20 to add to that.
I rolled a 29. That's not a funny one, and it's a good one. Just, all right, just do it. And then if it's weird.
29 and married 23 times is crazy.
I mean, how he's not that old, is my assumption.
I guess that's true.
All right, first roll is 17.
Okay, that's right, pretty good.
That's
good.
Accept that. That's
so
good.
He's at least 18.
27.
That's, yeah, that's kind of what my headcanon was.
27, all right.
Yeah, I think that's all right.
So, okay, so right. Screech and Selene are basically the same age. That's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Okay, but were you married to more than one at once? How did that work?
Yeah, like, statistically.
Yeah, do you have, like, a whole, like, menagerie of wives?
You probably weren't getting married when you were, like, 12, unless that's what. Do these count, like, arranged marriages for, like, nobility or something?
No, I don't think I want to deal with that kind of backstory.
Did you have arranged marriages and also arranged divorces?
Yeah.
We only had arranged divorces, but how do you get divorced if you don't get married first? So it was a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
How- was it like a schedule thing where you, like, okay, I'm going to be married to this ally's daughter from January 1st to January 21st, and then we get divorced, and then February 1st, I start the new marriage. It's a lot. It sounds like a lot of work.
Is that why wizards killed your parents?
I had to keep an Outlook calendar.
Okay, so you probably had like 9 years of getting married, and so that's like three marriages a year, four marriages a year.
So
what was that like?
It was like having one marriage a year, except you do it four times.
And we've known you for a pretty couple months now, and I haven't seen
you
get married once.
And you haven't got married at all. You must be getting the shape.
Yeah, you said?
Marriage withdrawals? No, I put all of my energy into wards.
Okay.
That was actually, that's partially the reason why my last 15 marriages didn't work out.
Okay.
It was just too many wards.
Yeah.
That's the first eight. Different story, not going there.
Yeah, but you need to work on yourself then.
Well, but. And the thing is, like, the more marriages you have, the more likely it is that you're going to, like, run into your ex out in public.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't go to that restaurant. Six of my exes are in there.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. I'm getting a divorce.
Screech, is this why you left? Is this why you left Farhold? Because you had too many exes in Farhold?
I am technically married.
Still, oh, you're married right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
FYI, while this conversation is happening, Selene is pounding this meat. She's got, she has like flushed red cheeks. She's starting to look a little glossy eyed.
Like, here, eat some of this alfalfa hummus.
Flansburg can legally perform weddings if you want to get married to anyone right now.
He just said he was already married to someone. Who are you married to?
Wait,
right
have
now?
You been married to multiple people at once? Is that how you got around it? I mean,
You said you're married that many times. Don't look like it's our fault.
I'm writing this out in my notes. We will never. Never.
I can't get. I can't go back to what we're actually talking about after you just said you're pounding your meat and your cheeks are getting flushed.
Meat.
I am just pounding this meat.
I'm pounding my meat. But it's like all that delicious.
Keep talking about your divorces. I'm pounding my meat.
Hey, don't change the subject from Celine pounding her meat.
Yeah, that was a misunderstanding. That's.
Hey, eat some honeyed bread real quick.
She bites it and then like puts it back down.
I give it back to her. Here, drink this water.
The little mammoth guy brings over a chug of water and he gives it to you with his trunk.
Aww. Okay, the mammoth. Okay, this sleep's like.
That's kind of a wish if you think about it.
She grabs the jug of water and drinks with both hands. It kind of goes down her front a little bit. And she looks a little like weepy-eyed while staring at the woolly mammoth.
It hands you a napkin.
That's two.
It's so cute.
How does he know how to do these things?
Yeah.
This is a smart one. I can tell. That's Linnell.
Where did it come from? Where are his parents? Are we stealing this baby?
Well, no, we said we're going this way. You do your own thing and you followed us. We chose not to throw rocks at him, of course.
Do you have a family? Do you have a brother and sister? And Celine is like, putting her hands on the side of its face to like look in its eyes.
It just has like the big black like doll eyes that are like just all, they're so cute and stuff, and it just stares back at you blankly.
What is its trunk doing while I'm holding its face? Is it like petting my head or like trying to choke me?
It's gently patting you on the top of your head.
Screech, you're real lucky this magical elephant just walked up and changed the subject. Like, did you train him to do that? Like, hey, whenever I'm having to awkwardly explain my sins, just come here and like bring something they want. I respect it.
Selena's full on hugging the baby woolly mammoth now. Like, arms flare around its neck. And his face buried in his woolly fur.
Musty fur.
No, he had a bath. It's fine. We cleaned it because it was in the tarp.
Yeah, it's a wet dog.
No, he smells nice. You stop that. Selene hears Chuck saying this.
So, now you guys keep drinking. You go to sleep. What's happening?
Long rest.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could continue to chill with the giants until the late hours of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume at some point, yeah, Celine falls asleep fully hugging the woolly mammoth, and we're both snoring.
Well, isn't that just the cutest damn thing? Do you have a, well, let me go get blankets out of our hole in order to you know, make sure she doesn't die. I imagine we just like upended all of our packs into the hole, just really, really just like
it's
fucking threw it in
it's
there.
It's a mess in there.
Yeah, it sucks. Then throw all over Celine different sleeping bags because they all got mixed up. Like, I don't know which one's which. Which one? Screech, did you have a Alvin of the Chipmunks sleeping bag? Whose is that?
mine should be Hot Wheels.
Oh, here you go, brother.
Mine's a Barbie one.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Here's the Barbie one.
All right. Well, you guys all snuggle up and go to bed.
I'm going to click long rest. You can't stop me.
Click a long rest.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Dawn comes. No dinosaurs ate everyone in the middle of the night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sadly, no Rourke has appeared.
Man, I'm just like, do you think that she met up with the jokester
again? I'm sure she's fine. I will cast Sending Michael.
Okay.
Basically, yeah, as long as she's on this plane of existence, it just works. And even if she's not, there's only a 5% chance it doesn't work.
Oh, wow.
She's kind of funny. Yeah, I'm like, I just sent, hope you are good. We are heading back to the carnival, caravan, circus. You know what I mean. This is Chuck, by the way.
Is it a 25-word sitch, or is it just whatever? and she can respond?
Yep, 25 words. And they can answer as well.
Okay, so they respond,
"Oh my god, thank you for sending me this message. I really don't want you to be worried because I..."
That's the gist. I got the gist of it.
I mean, she's probably saying that because I'm hanging out with the jokester. You don't seem worried about this at all.
Last time she made a terrible mistake and came to this valley, we saved a whole bunch of nice people and acquired two pretty radical magic items. So worst case scenario, we hit a detour and who knows, maybe we'll find a friggin', I don't know, snake.
So we're just gonna hit the road without Rourke. We're just gonna leave and go with the circus to Farhold.
Yeah.
And nod for Rourke. Okay.
Right. I mean, it's gonna take a while to get to Farhold, and the circus is really fucking slow. So I'm sure Rourke will just catch up. Or she might even be ahead of us. She said, "Don't worry," that she's safe. So that's all good for me.
So you think it'll take a... Okay.
Yeah, it'll take a while, right? I mean, we're pretty fucking far away. I mean,
gotta get there kind of soon, because like, my family is probably gonna die, or you know, it's probably fine. It's probably fine.
That's why I said we shouldn't go with a fucking circus.
Wait,
did you take the circus to avoid like going there? Same with you, Screech. Now that I know that you have 22 ex-wives, and everything started to make a lot more... Okay, I get it. Rourke, that made sense. She has an affection for all things clownish. But you two, I thought, you know, being from the big city and all. But now I think you're the clowns, honk honk.
So my current wife is just, she thinks that I spend, allegedly, she thinks I spend a little too much time in the mines. And I got sick of being nagged about, "Oh, you're in the mines too much. Get out of the mines. Come home." So I start going out at night. And I'm doing vigilante stuff, just so I don't have to hear about the mines anymore.
And you were so used to the dark of the mines, you're like, "I'll go at the dark of the night." I get that.
Absolutely. I mean, the vigilante stuff, the parent thing informed me becoming a vigilante. But I started doing it more.
Yeah.
To get away from your bitch wife!
Yeah, maybe you did it when you were younger and went your first bitch wife... Made you stop doing your cool vigilante stuff.
15 years old.
And now, 8 years later, your current bitch wife got mad at you for
it. Now she thinks I'm on a work trip, which, to be fair, I was.
You kind of still are, if you think about it.
I do feel like it's technically counts as a work trip. But yeah,
Milton's covering for me.
Yeah, be sure to keep your receipts.
Yeah, I'm in a pretty bad situation right now because you guys remember the freaking vision that the kid had that, like, the family was going to die or whatever. But I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm a vigilante right now.
No, I remember because how about get in line, sweetheart? Some of us been doing this for 25 to 30 years, give or take.
Yeah, but, like, are your parents going to be super mad at you that you're a vigilante?
Wait, so...
Mine won't.
Yeah, first of all, that's fucked. So you're... Wait, Celine. You're saying that you're more nervous of your parents being mad at you than them dying, ergo you do some clown shit? That's fucked.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds unreasonable, but ooh. Like...
Why did you guys choose the faster mounts? If you just want to be a clown and not get to insane, like
Chuck, you're saying this as if I was thinking everything through logically, and not that it was, you know, an urge deep within me. But also, I did want to try the spider because it was cool,
right?
So I overrode it briefly, but I just I don't know what to do. I don't want to go back there, but I have to.
You don't have to.
Well, I don't want my family to die. I can't have that weight on my shoulders. It's not just my parents. So it's my younger siblings.
I'm going to say something you're not going to like to hear, and I've already said it. It seems like your subconscious wants to shirk the responsibility, and you don't want to...
I mean, God forbid I shirk some responsibility for once in my fucking life.
Well,
what you said is you don't want your parents and family to die, so you have to make a choice. If you shirk responsibility too much, they'll go. Listen, I got a whole circus full of regrets. So listen to me when I say, if you got a chance to save someone, take it. Not none of this, like, kind of just lollygagging and putting face makeup on and chasing giants and stuff.
I don't recall me putting face makeup on. I think that you're conflating some stories right now. And that's the most important thing to quibble with your memory of if I
that's
put
important.
On face
That's important. Yeah, so true.
Or not. It's just that I love my family, but I know I'm going to go there and I'm going to save them. And they're going to be like, Celine, why did you leave the OT? This was our chance to like make it big with the other big families. And it'll be a huge disappointment. And also, it's just going to be like, what if they like take me back or something?
I mean, most likely they will rat you out. So the moment you save them, they're probably going to be like, thank you. Come with me. We have a cool dinner. They open the door. It's not a sick cake or a sandwich or anything like that. Boom. The police.
Chuck, you've just given me the best idea.
Oh, God.
I can save my family and not talk to them.
Yeah, that's probably for the best,
I'll
right?
save them and won't let them know that I'm there. Maybe I'll leave like a note or something.
Maybe you two should just talk to each other's families.
I mean.
Ooh. Yeah, you want to go. You want to go deal with my fucking wife?
I mean, maybe. She's cool.
Have you guys ever been married? Like, just statistically, it feels like.
Me?
Well, to each other.
What? No.
Huh?
I don't know. Strange, why not?
There's only 56 people in the world.
Yeah. I guess you'd be the OT. You weren't able to get in line to the old Screech Echo Express.
Yeah, no, in the OT, you don't get married. That's not a thing, so I've never considered it ever because that was not an option. Now?
Well, that's cooler anyways. You don't want to be tied down, you know? Like me, you want to be a cool guy, right? Like I said the leaf in the wind thing, right? Like, I think it's a pretty straightforward analogy.
Yes. You did.
You ever
say
see
that.
A leaf in the wind?
I have. Chuck, I've seen it.
Do a mage hand and pull a leaf off it and then let it drop.
All right. I summon my mage hand, and I find, like, a real big chunky leaf.
Yeah, there's, like, no wind, and it fucking falls to the ground and burns in fire. No one shows up to the leaf's funeral
because
it's all alone.
That's my leaf. That's what I'm like.
Uh-huh. Well, that was a bad one. That was a bad leaf. That was your fault.
And I just, like, you know, like, I feel like, I mean, what? I'm, like, already, like, an old hag anyway. I'm, like,
how old are you?
I'm, like, 28.
You guys are so young.
I mean.
And you're, like, what, a human?
Yes, we're both humans.
Both of you guys are human? Okay, that makes a lot of sense now. Okay.
You guys are fucked.
Oh, never mind.
Chuck pulls out his readers and puts them on. What?
What? Okay. Okay.
He like grabs our hands and like looks at them.
Yeah, I get out like an old person walker and hands it to you like, you humans are already 28. Oh, God. Well.
How old I said Celine. I think it was like late 20s. I forget exactly.
I'm like 56.
If I said something different before.
Shut up.
No, I didn't. No.
I had a birthday. And if I had a negative one birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I was lying before.
The OT lied, actually. Now that she has her necklace off, she knows she's 7 months younger.
Yeah, they lied to me.
So, you head out.
We're walking and talking and fighting.
Yeah.
You're walking and talking.
Well, maybe I don't want to travel with you guys anymore. I don't know why I jumped to that. I just felt like there's a lot of emotion.
Maybe I don't want to be a princess anymore.
Yeah. I mean, Chuck, you don't have to, I guess. Like,
no, I do. I'd feel bad. You see, the way that you'd feel bad about your family dying, I would feel bad about you, jabronis, because
you feel bad about me, like my family?
No, I feel bad about you. I don't give a fuck about your family.
No, I know what I'm saying, but you would feel bad in the way about me.
Yeah.
That I.
Let's just say that, I collect strays, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a leaf in the wind collects bugs.
Hmm.
Okay, does this make sense?
It actually does.
That leaf that she just dropped doesn't do that.
No, that one didn't. That was a bad leaf. And I'm kind of mad about
it. I picked a leaf! Like, you said pick a leaf, and I picked a leaf.
I think there's probably some symbolism there, but I want to just follow along now that Rourke is finally not a child this month. She can take on a little more risk, and you two seem like, well, now that you have a good head on your shoulders, I don't trust either of you very much.
Hey.
But I respect you kids.
And I'm useful, though.
Very useful. Both of you, right? Very useful. But sometimes it's just...
Have you ever been able to hang out with someone that can shoot a fireball like me?
No.
Not even in the war?
Hey, nobody grapples them trees like me.
That's very true. Well, we were expressly fight. Well, okay, in the war I did. Yeah, it's just I have hung out with people like. But you know, when you're fighting against magic, it was just the Emperor Beauregard's special corps. So we didn't always go up, hang out with them because keep it separate. But they also trained us, so that's why I.
No one stands for justice like me. No one has been married as many times. It's me.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's true. I've never met anyone that's married as many times as you.
No one has more dead parents, statistically, than me.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Eh?
How many parents do you have again? Hmm.
I guess you could have multiple, adoption and divorce.
No.
I think if I had a really cool stepmom that died, I'd feel bad.
Bachman thinks that. You can only be a parent to your own blood children.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's what he's always told us.
Okay. First of all, do not attribute something my character says to me. Especially not this character.
Or any of my characters.
You have left the valley where you see the caravan up ahead.
Oh, there it is.
And your little furry guy is still with you, too.
Damn, you still here, bro?
I imagine at this point, like, we, maybe in the very beginning, because the whole thing of, like, you know, we're not going to make him come with us if he follows us, But I think Celine gave up on that pretty fast and was walking side by side with.
Constantly giving him treats.
Exactly. I'm snaking him treats. Give him a little scratch behind the ears. And he's tootling sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his little trunk.
He's a beautiful guy. I love him so much.
And you make your way to the caravan, and here you are. You're back. You're back at the caravan. You're greeted by Barnabas Rumbletoes.
Hey, Barney. Oh. We're back.
You're back. I don't remember what my voice was at all.
Neither do we. We were gone for a while.
Quick question. Barnabas Rumbletoes is the guy in charge of the circus, right?
He is. He's the ringmaster.
Okay. Cheapskate that we hate.
Yeah. Yeah, we're back.
We were worried. We were thinking about leaving.
Well, we would have been able to find you if you did, so.
Oh, okay.
But we're thankful. I don't want to sound like we're not thankful.
Just resourceful.
Is that an Oliphant with you?
Yes.
They call it a mammoth.
We rescued him.
Wow.
From a pit.
Yeah, he's just kind of following us. Yeah, he's like our friend now.
Yeah, he's coming with us. He has his own free will. Mm-hmm. He happens to be here now.
He definitely does not grant wishes.
Yeah, he doesn't grant wishes. And if he does, he's ours.
Is he for sale?
No, he's his own guy. He can be given a job if he wants.
He wants a job. Do you want a job?
He's ours. Also, he's his own guy.
Well, the wishes are ours. The wishes are ours. That's different. We'll be a reference on his resume if you want it, but...
All right.
But Mr. Mammoth, I think that you would have a lot of friends here at the circus, and where we're going after the circus is going to be quite dangerous, and I'm nervous for you.
But I'm going to need Mr. Rumbletoes to make sure that this circus is in tip-top shape this time, because I remember when we just cleaned this place up and there were, like, suckers stuck to all the animals. That's not going to happen to my guy. Okay?
Yeah.
And Celine's, like, up in his face.
That's all in the past. That won't happen again.
Well, now, because you're... I assume you've been paying everyone correctly.
You forced me to.
And if we go around and ask everyone, they're going to tell us that you're paying them correctly, right?
Who are you going to ask?
All the people who work here!
Yes. All of them.
You know that I'm the king of the jugglers.
That is true, and they've been looking for you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe we should go check in with everyone and introduce our guy to the circus crew.
I like to act as an absent god. Let my subjects get some autonomy.
Well, do know, if don't dally too much, because we will be leaving. I was going to say we're going to leave at sundown, but that's stupid.
Let's just go right now. I'm ready to go right now.
Right, we are leaving right now.
Let's fucking go.
Because we are on our way. Next stop is Brunel.
Brunel?
Yes, it's a city.
What should we know about Brunel?
I
haven't been there for some time.
Well, it's controlled by House Babineau.
Okay. Good crowds come to you?
Oh, yes. Well, the wine festival's coming up. They're very famous for their wine there, so it should be...
I like drinking wine.
Big, sloppy mess.
Michael, would Celine recognize the house that controls the city?
Yeah, you would know all the major houses.
Has Screech been married to them?
To the buildings?
Yeah, kind of. If you think about it, the houses. Yes, I'm not. Yes, that is what I mean.
I didn't know we were asking stupid fucking questions now.
No, of course you've been married to House Babineau.
But like, I guess would I know specific people? Like, oh, I've met Gertrude Babineau before, she would know who I am.
Yeah, I would say that you have certainly run into some of the because you're from a pretty big house, right?
Yeah, even though like I've been in school, so maybe I wouldn't be as many at of the like, you know, balls and things such as that, but also I've changed my hair, so probably
I think about 10 years back when did we say when the war, the Mage War ended?
About 23 years ago.
Okay, that's too long.
Give or take. I don't think actually we legally never said because we don't know how much longer it went after Chuck.
But that like scale of length, like yeah. It's been at least 20-ish years.
About 10 years ago, they had a grand sort of celebration commemorating the eradication of the mages, and they had a grand tournament in the capital, and all of the major houses came. And so, Celine, you probably were, you know, probably at the tournament and stuff like that. You saw some jousting and whatnot, and you were in the court.
I was like a teen.
Are you saying that for the 20th centennial, they're having the Battle of the Circuses in honor of the, because if this is 10 years ago, Michael, and you know, hey, it could be a couple months later. Maybe they have different things. I'm just saying,
like, celebrating the end of the war.
No, it's the end of all magedom. Now let's see this guy pull a rabbit out of the hat. Don't be too spooked, folks. Mages are dead. Long live the emperor.
But you, yeah, sure. You met Gertrude specifically, Babineau. You probably talk to them quite a bit because, you know, they were new in town.
Okay.
And maybe you guys just hit on, they're like, you know, fifth removed from power in that house. They're like a younger daughter kind of thing.
I think Celine started school OT school like pretty early. Like, so I think that like even by the time I was like maybe like 13, 14, I was like sit off to school. So I wasn't living with my family. Like, obviously, I still saw them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, yeah, we're going to bring up your sons and daughters here and make sure they don't get murdered to harness their magics. But you know what they're actually saying is Emperor Beauregard is like, oh, keep sending your rascal, rebellious children that should be executed to me. Oh, everything will be fine. House von Esper, you should just be real chill. Don't do anything bad, because I got all your daughters.
True.
Well, lucky for them, I wasn't a rebellious child, and I did exactly what I was told to do.
Well, I'm saying,
until
except for now. Having the ability to cast magic, that's pretty fucking rebellious.
I didn't do that on my own. It just happened, which is why I got sent there.
See?
Sure. Easy for you to say.
Yes.
So they all say.
I guess that's true. So I might know some people here.
Are we gonna have like a
Screech Echo, like Scott Pilgrim situation, like the 22 evil exes.
Evil ex-wives.
I mean,
that is a man, that's gonna be a whole Zaze Babanu
attacks him with a whip.
That is, yeah, that's gonna be a big, that's what you thought that the Pokemon arc was long.
So what you get a hold of these 22 wives, ex-wives.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's very important.
Very, extremely important.
Anyways. Well, Robletoes, sounds like we're going to have a pretty good time in Brunel. We'll have to make sure that the four of us, plus our little friend, not this little friend, but our Griffin little friend, is not front and center, but I'm sure with all the chaos of the wine festival, everything will be just fine.
Mm-hmm. We should get there in a week, but we'll have a few stops along the way at little towns where we'll entertain and
hell yeah, and
bring in some extra dough, if you know what I mean.
Do a one-nighter. I like that.
Yes. But let's go ahead and take off then. Get this party started, am I right?
You got it, brother. Let's get all of our stuff together. Get it on your spiders and my little donkey here. You missed me. You missed me. Where's your Michael?
Oh, yeah, where's your Michael? You should probably check in with him.
Hey, guys.
Dear Michael, buddy, how you living?
Hey, bud.
Hey, where'd you guys go?
We went to Rourke ran off. And so we went to get her.
But well, she's gone, and she's gone again.
She did do it again.
She's gone again. So we've given up.
Can I take off all these feathers?
Yeah. No.
Why do I have to wear this beak?
Because, again, it's not... All dragons were murdered, and you're the last one, so it's like...
Oh,
well, maybe not the last one, but
you're very rare. You're very rare sometimes, just like our new friend here.
Ooh, who is that little guy?
I feel like Nika called this woolly mammoth something else.
I thought it was an insane name.
Because I called it Harry Elefante at first, but I think Nika called it something else.
What's his name? Who was this little guy?
I thought you called him Rumbletoes. I like that name.
No, Rumbletoes is the
guy. I know.
Let's just say maybe Rourke and Celine have dueling names for this creature. So, because I can't remember whatever.
She's not going to remember the name.
True.
So, you just say whatever.
So, this is Harry Elefante.
Oh, I don't like that name.
Why?
It's a pun.
Yeah, that's why it was a joke.
Why? It doesn't make any god. Harry Belafonte doesn't exist in our world. Oh, I shouldn't say that. It's Michael's world. So, I shouldn't get in the way.
Yeah, maybe he does exist in his world.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's all of our worlds.
I mean, we did have a griffin named Peter Griffin, and
yeah,
but that made sense if you think about it. Bruno Mars. We did have Bruno Mars.
Yes! But
Bruno Mars is like a pretty epic name.
Harry Elefante, he's a woolly mammoth, is perfect. All right, right
Harry
now.
Elefante is a perfect name for this guy.
Hey, little guy, your name's Harry Elefante? Tell me more.
I assume they go off together, and he's like,
does he speak?
Yeah, they're wandering off together, and you hear this elephant noise, which I'm guessing Zoom isn't going to pick up, but it goes. And Jordan goes,
oh yeah, you don't like that name? Oh well, guess that's what you got to do.
My name's Jermichael. That's you think that's bad?
No, he's probably like, my name's cool. It's Jermichael.
And they just kind of wander off together.
Well, cute. They're gonna be best friends.
And then the caravan wanders off with you guys, and then we end our episode.
Yay. Well, not yay, but you know, yay that we didn't die, that we successfully completed another session.
We completed another episode. We haven't killed us yet.
There was literally no danger.
I don't know about that.
You're pretty chilling this
episode.
This
is a pretty scary.
I was pretty emotionally vulnerable about my family, which did make me feel like I was going to die.
Well, thank you for coming to twitch.tv/geeklyinc. We stream these episodes on twitch.tv/geeklyinc every single Tuesday at around 8:45 p.m. EST. And you can win dice, just like the fine folks in our audience right now. Hashtag dice if you want a chance to win some Die Hard Dice. Thank you, Die Hard Dice. You go to diehardice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark at the end, and you'll get 15% off your whole Galdern order. Not everybody gives you that. That's special. Since we're like this with them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We get a kissy in the back end, you know what I'm saying? So hashtag ad and all that good stuff.
All right.
Congratulations, Ray, on tap. You have won the Die Hard Dice gift code. Woo! No way. Yes way. Now you can tell your future generations that you have won something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you people will know you forever. 1,000 years from now, someone will hear your name on this podcast, and your ghost will be dredged up.
Unfortunately, though, you are concerned with your own security, and therefore I cannot send a whisper to you. So you have to follow a thrifty nerd if you want your code.
So sorry. All right. No one will remember you. You will fade into obscurity.
Damn.
Due to it's the way that we all should want due to being hacked and things of that nature. He said he'll follow you.
Did he?
Yeah.
Coward.
I mean, you just deserve that extra follow for all the content. Mm-hmm. All the times you stream on Twitch and not YouTube.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter, or X as Elon Musk likes to call it. And you can find us there at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc.
Fuck Elon Musk.
We're also on Facebook. We're on that.
Oh, what? Yeah, we love Facebook. No,
we
no, no.
Never say it, but we do have a Facebook account. And
we don't check it. I don't want, we're going to get fucking.
I think. Every like 6 months I log in and I see that Nika has responded to a few messages. So
yeah, I check in. They're usually like the questions on Facebook are of a lower quality.
Damn.
So like I'm not responding to this. Bye.
And we're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers.
Now I never check that. I have the login, I think, but I never check it.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd. And believe it or not, I did some video editing last night, so I might release videos again at Thrifty Crafts. No, it's really happening.
It's wild.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying so hard.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, buddy. So that's a thing. Thrifty Crafts. YouTube.
You can follow me, Tim Lanning, on x.com. Just that. And I have a link tree there, which has links to all my stuff, such as the podcast called Tribulation Farce. Do you want to hear a big lightning bolt about a handful of minutes into the episode? I think it's about like either 20, 30, 40. I don't remember. It's really funny. Check it out. Tribulation Farce.
I think it's good.
Mm.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. And you can follow Nika on Twitter at Nika_Howard. And she also has a link tree.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.